A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews were complaining to each other about Jesus because he had said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." "Surely this is Jesus, son of Joseph," they said. "We know his father and mother. How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus said in reply, "Stop complaining to each other. No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They will all be taught by God,' and to hear the teaching of the Father and learn from it is to come to me. Not that anybody has seen the Father, except the one who comes from God. He has seen the Father. I tell you most solemnly, everybody who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert, and they are dead. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that a man may eat it and not die. I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Who is Jesus? This was a question that troubled many of Jesus' contemporaries, his own Jewish community in particular. Today's gospel tells us that the people were complaining about him. They couldn't figure him out. They did not understand the meaning of what he said when he stated that he is the bread that comes down from heaven. But they lacked the eyes of faith to see that. Jesus explains to them that the manna which their forefathers received in the desert during the Exodus, whilst it nourished them physically, did not prevent them from eventually dying. But the bread that Jesus offers, which is himself, will not result in death, but give life for eternity. We come to know who God is through Jesus. He is the image of the unseen God. He is the Word of God. God sent Jesus into the world so that we might have life and enjoy life to the full. His Word is life-giving. If we're united to Jesus, he promises us that our life in him will not perish at death. Our deepest longings, yearnings, and desires will find their fulfillment in God when we shall be fully and totally in his presence in heaven, where our journey will continue as we enter ever more deeply into the mystery of his loving presence. Faith is God's gift to us, and we have faith in a loving God who has revealed through his Son that he desires that we should be united to him. If we are to grow in our union with God, we need to deepen and nourish our faith in him. We do this by opening our hearts and minds to his Word and receiving the sacraments, and most especially the Holy Eucharist. We need to take some time in our daily lives to listen to his Word, especially Scripture, where we encounter the living Word of God, and to respond to his Word in prayer. Even if we can only manage a little time for prayer in our busy lives, that is a start. God understands the pressures of our modern world. but nevertheless appeals to our generosity to give some time to him so he can draw closer to us. God never forces himself on us. He has given us his Son, who gently knocks on the door of our hearts. The question is, when we hear Christ knocking on the doors of our hearts, how welcoming are we prepared to be?